The many cases of adultery which occurred in Rome filled Pius V with indescribable grief and ever-increasing indignation. From the beginning of his reign he did all he could to bring about a change in this respect. A report of August 25, 1568 states, quote, "The threat of the death penalty for adultery is expected, so that everyone will either have to become moral or leave the city. People were constantly imprisoned without consideration of rank." In September 1568, a noble Roman lady who had been found guilty of adultery was imprisoned for life. One of the richest and most respected bankers in Rome, the Sienese di Vecchi, having been convicted of adultery, was publicly whipped in December 1568, quote, "as a salutary example for the nobles." In the following year, it was rumored that the Pope intended to expel from Rome all married women who fell into this sin, and this penalty was often inflicted after the culprit had been whipped for the first offense. In June 1570, the governor of Rome had great difficulty in dissuading the Pope from inflicting the death penalty for adultery, but at length Pius V agreed that adulterers should be punished by whipping, imprisonment, or banishment.